This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores enhancement and gaining an edge. And now here's Paige.
Competition for scarce jobs is ratcheting up. Job hunters are getting creative in trying to gain an edge. I'm not talking about posting a video resume, but going under the knife to have a facelift or a smile makeover. Many older men in particular are undergoing cosmetic procedures for fear they will lose out to their younger-looking counterparts. Cosmetic surgery is one of the more common ways we use medicine to enhance or improve ourselves, to stave off the results of aging, or because we don't like what we were born with. Otherwise healthy people are populating doctors' offices, pursuing ways to look better, to feel better, and get ahead in school and the workplace. And it's not just surgery they're after. Prescription drugs are now being used for non-medical purposes. There's Prozac to brighten your mood, Viagra for your love life, and steroids to ramp up athletic ability. Some drugs are also being used as cognitive enhancements, drugs that may increase alertness, memory, and concentration. A small but significant number of college students illicitly use prescription stimulants such as Adderall or Ritalin to help them write term papers or study for big exams. Studies suggest that as many as 9 out of 10 prescriptions for Provigil, a narcolepsy drug, are written off-label to treat lack of energy, jet lag, or even as a sleep substitute. Why should we care? Because there are ethical concerns. The most significant ethical problem is that surgical and medical enhancement threaten to change the very nature and purpose of medicine. Medicine exists to treat, care, and comfort, and when possible, to promote health through prevention of disease, not to satisfy consumer desires and demands. Another ethical concern is fairness. Gaining an advantage through popping a pill is different than the kind of advantage that comes from sacrifice and working harder than the competition. It's easy to see why blood doping and steroid use by baseball players is unfair, but it is also unfair to use brain boosters to hit a home run on the final exam. Fairness plays out a different way with cosmetic surgery. This is a $13 billion a year industry, almost all of it paid for by patients. People are free to spend their money as they wish, but as Christians, we have a higher calling to care about access to basic health care, to care about those who can't even afford antibiotics. Enhancement is a race with no end. Each improvement paves the way for the next one, conforming to the current ideals of youth, beauty, productivity, and success. We've become like our electronic gadgets, worried about obsolescence and needing an upgrade. But unlike our devices, we have the freedom to be content with what we have received from God, to be creative with what life gives us, and to be generous with others whom God has called us to love.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.